This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. We are joined once again by Jean-Michel Cousteau, an oceanographer with the Ocean Future Society. This time he joins us from Boraz, Louisiana, just south of New Orleans, and the Mississippi River is behind him. He's there to study the Gulf one more time and the effects after the oil spill. Thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Can
you help describe the scale or perspective for someone who didn't have the opportunity to fly above the area? How big is it, and did it surprise you?
Well, it's big in a sense that, no, it didn't surprise me because I was at the Exxon Valdez 21 years ago, and I saw the effect that a small amount of oil compared to what's going on here can do. And, of course, depending on where the currents are coming from, the wind is coming from, the weather is coming from, now into the hurricane season for the next 3 months, we don't know what's going to happen and how far it's going to go and how fast it's going to go. Yesterday, we went to see how the barrels have been cleaned up and rehabilitated and ultimately will be released. Of course, along the way, many of them are dying. At the same time, 2 days ago, we went and met with one of the fishermen, with a shrimper, and he was able to, and very kindly, I have to say, loan his vessel, his boat, so we were able to go out there and see what's going on and how much the oil is affecting the marshland, which a lot of it is dying, and they were already talking about once this is behind us, it's going to be all dried up, and they may have to set it on fire, which I'm not sure is the answer, but that's what they're talking about. And it's pretty dramatic what's going on, that just not the marine environment, the bird environment, but the people, the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who are affected, whether they are in the fishing industry or whether they are in the hotel, restaurants, gift shops, transportation. Everyone in the region is suffering from what's happening now.
Last time you were there, you were able to get underwater and kind of show the perspective of what's happening below the surface in a way that nobody had really seen before. Now, as you continue your explorations, what are you hoping to learn and what are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for samples to being able to have autopsies done and or necropsies and find out, you know, are those chemicals affecting the animals, those same, and the oil as well, of course. And we know that some of it is ingested. For example, turtles are breathing like you and I. Dolphins are breathing like you and I. And just think about dolphins at the season of giving birth. This is the time of the year that are breastfeeding their baby dolphins swimming in the oil at the same time.
All right, Jean-Michel Cousteau, oceanographer with the Ocean Future Society. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan.